But it is Thursday morning, and we'll check in on the West Side with our good friend, the Chancellor at Ivy Tech. It's Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing today?
Well, when we get 3 out of 4 days of 45 or better with sunshine in January, that's fine. That's
right. Couldn't agree more. Absolutely.
We like that. We like that a lot. Here we are in the final full week of the first month. We know that school started last week, so we haven't even been two full weeks in. We've had a little weather issue. Everybody getting through there. Mm-hmm. Did you guys get cleaned up, paved up, slipping and sliding out there?
Everything was fine, opened as usual. We have an amazing facilities team that is led by Doug Matic, and so they're out there early, and throughout the morning. You know, it's kind of a little tricky out there, but everything was ready to go when we opened the doors at 7 o'clock.
And it's always interesting because Ivy Tech is really not going to cancel. I know everybody wants that sleeping morning, or it's cold. That Ivy Tech's real world, and the real world doesn't close down for the most part, so you're not going to either. So when in doubt, just show up, right?
That's exactly right. You know, we're preparing students and individuals for the, like you said, the real world. The workforce doesn't close, you know, unless we're under a Monroe County, you know, road kind of closure emergency like that. We are not going to close. So of course, too, you know, we work with our faculty and staff and students. If you can't come in, you know, maybe you live in a rural area, we are we work with them as well. So we figure it out, and we're all adults, and we move forward.
Jenny, one of the things that's going on at Ivy Tech, it's kind of hard not to notice. There's a new president, and there's a lot of news about what's going on. And one of the things that has just come out of the college is a strategic plan. Tell us about that and how that affects us here in Bloomington.
Yes, thank you for allowing me time to talk about that. I'm very excited about our new strategic plan. As you said, Dr. Sue Osperman, our president, started with us a little over a year and a half ago, and right from the very beginning, her goal was to get a new strategic plan in place so that we were all following along what we needed to do with strategies to increase the college awareness, increase completions for our students, all of those different things. So we, on Tuesday, I've been in Indy for the last couple of days, on Tuesday we launched our new strategic plan. It's a very exciting. You'll be hearing a lot more about it with, you know, various goals. We have a new tagline, which I'm very excited about. We've been a part of the plan since the very, very beginning. So our new tagline is Our Communities, Your College. And within the strategic plan, we have 7 different goals. Real quickly, you wouldn't be surprised to hear a goal of student success for recruitment and enrollment. For completions, that we want to graduate 50,000 students a year within the next 5 years. Workforce, we want to put our students in great jobs with high-paying wages. We have a great goal that I'm excited about that we've never had before. I've been with the college for 20 years, and we have a goal of for our employees, that we are a destination place for people who want to work for us. So I'm excited about that. That's goal 5. Goal 6 is our financial goal, and that's one to make sure that we're financially sound as we, you know, move through things in the world and all of that. And goal 7 is community, and that's one I think that, you know, beyond student success, our campus does very well. We're very integrated in our communities and all of that. So that's our new plan. Millions of strategies beyond those, lots of things we all own. But really excited about our future. This is a 5-year strategic plan, and very excited about it. And I could go on and on and on, but I did want to share just a little bit. And you can find our plan online on our website, or you can come on out, and I'll give you a little brief update on it if you want.
How many of the chancellors like yourself around the state had direct input on this? Was this a consensus builder, or was this a plan that somebody put together for approval? Talk about kind of how it all came together.
Yeah, it was really awesome. Well, first, Dr. Osperman went all around the state to every single campus, talking to every single group. I mean, she talked to students, she talked to faculty, she talked to staff. She wanted to hear, you know, where were we? What did we want to see our future look like? And then it really was a consensus building, primarily among the leadership of the college. So all of the chancellors throughout the state for each campus. We were involved, you know, at meetings, making decisions, agreeing, on, you know, different strategies, even the wording, you know, of strategies and things like that. So it was a good, great consensus building event. We've been doing it over the last year. So I don't even know why I called it an event. It's been an ongoing thing that we've put together. So I'm really excited about the whole plan. It talks about students coming in and wanting to transfer, which is what our campus is very well known for. But it's also for students who are coming in and finishing degrees and how we can help them complete their degrees or complete the goal they walked in the door to do. So I'm very excited about the whole thing.
Jenny, one of the other things of news that I particularly like, Fat Man here speaking, has to do with the culinary department. And Stacy Strand in your culinary department has just gotten a big award.
Yes. Fat Man Speaking. Is that your new title?
That's right. Like, we're, you know, Dead Man Walking.
We're renaming the morning show.
I love it. Okay, so yes, every year around this time, we select our campus's recipient for the Ivy Tech President Award. And it's quite a process. It's a student-nominated process, so the deans and the faculty need to, you know, go out and make sure they're soliciting students and getting their input on who should be our campus's winner for this award, the recipient for this award. And so we had over 40 people were nominated, 40 faculty, full-time faculty members were nominated for the award. And then there is a committee on campus of faculty, and they selected Stacy Strand, who is our baking and pastry assistant professor. And we couldn't be happier to award her our campus's Ivy Tech's President's Award. Now then what will happen, each campus will have an award winner. And later, in before the end of the academic year, we'll all gather together at an event where the College President's Award winner will be named. So each campus gets one, and then there's one named for the college. And there's so many things that Stacy does. And, you know, she, not just her classroom duties, but she's always helping in the community. She's bringing our students to the community to help with all kinds of different events. Middleway had a brunch a couple of months ago that both Neville and I went to, and there's our culinary students and Stacy and other faculty that are there that had planned the event and raised money for Middleway House. So all kinds of great things I could go on and on about our wonderful Stacy Strand.
Well, what's on the menu this week?
I know. I don't know. Keith, were you there yesterday?
We had something yesterday. I missed it.
Yellow one.
I missed it. I didn't know. Oh, I did the massage yesterday. God. That's why. Oh, my goodness.
So many priorities. You've got to get your things
that's
in order.
Right.
At the Ivy Tech Resort and Spa.
That's right. By the way, Stacy's idea of having a free dessert day for all of the faculty and staff at Ivy Tech in Bloomington is a great idea.
You know, it is, because the Lee Marchant Nursing Program will help everybody after that's all done with it. It's just a circle. They're just concentric circles just lining up next to each other.
Exactly.
Jenny Vaughn is our guest this morning. She's the chancellor at Ivy Tech. We have some fun with it, but they have fun out there as well, and they're also a big part of our community. What else is happening?
Well, just in case anyone missed the start of classes, you really haven't missed it, because there's all kinds of different start times. Talk about that, Jenny.
Right. So we have classes that we call our 12-week classes. Those begin February 12th. So you've got a couple of weeks to come out and see what kinds of classes those are and get enrolled. Our biggest offering, our next largest set of offerings will start in March 19th. And that's what we call our 8-week classes. So it's a full course condensed in a 8-week period. Great way to get a general education course out of the way, like a speech class or a psychology class or something like that. You might even have Keith as a faculty member. You never know.
There you go.
Those you can come in right now. You can still get financial aid. We have the faculty and the staff to help you get enrolled in our Express Enrollment Center. And it's a great way, you know, when I think about who should take an 8-week class, I really look at some of our IU students who might want to retake a class to improve a grade or get on track to complete their degree at IU, save some money while they're taking a class that will transfer, and any of our students that want to just get a kickstart on a program that they want to do. Just try one, and you'll see how you can do and, get to a completion.
In my paper Sunday, I got a nice catalog of kind of a, what do you call it, adult ed special courses that aren't credit?
Right, lifelong learning classes, things that for professional and personal development. So you should have gotten your Center for Lifelong Learning catalog in, I think it was Sunday's newspaper.
And if anyone didn't get that, how can they find out what those classes are?
You can just call us, and we can direct you to the right person to talk about that. We can send you one. You can look online at ivytech.edu/CLL. So that's Center for Lifelong Learning, CLL. Got a lot of really cool new classes, a woodworking class, a class on how to use your smartphone or tablet, how to use Etsy to sell something. Maybe you're making earrings at home as, you know, for fun or to sell to your friends, and now you want to go to that next level. So we have that class that you can take. We have, of course, lots of cooking classes, and there's a class called Dessert Detectives. So I want to know more about what that is. So those are some new courses. Plus, anybody who has kids between the ages of 4 to 11 and they're not sure what you're going to do during spring break, for the first time we're going to offer spring break camps for it's an arts camp.
This is an overnight camp, right?
Mike wants you to take the kids for 24 hours.
Not in a row.
Okay.
Hey, Jenny, before we let you go, Mike, do you have all your W-2s? Because you can get your taxes done at Ivy Tech.
Oh, really? When does that start, Jenny?
That starts next week, next Friday, February 2nd, and it goes till March 9th. So we've been doing the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance program with our accounting faculty. I know you've talked with Dr. Jim Smith and others on the show before. So we will start that. We need to take an appointment. If you need help getting your tax forms completed and all that, you've got great people, students and faculty at Ivy Tech. Just give us a call at 332-1559 and we'll make you an appointment.
All right. Stay warm, Chancellor. And the next time we speak with you, will you believe it? It will be February 1st.
Unreal.
Don't blink.
Unbelievable.
Don't blink. Don't blink. All right, stay warm. We'll talk soon, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.